Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen says now is the time to act big to help revive the economy.
Economists don't always agree, but I think there is a consensus now. Without further action, we risk a longer, more painful recession now and longer-term scarring of the economy later.
That's Yellen from her confirmation hearing today. She's urging lawmakers to pass President-elect Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion economic relief package, despite concerns about the proposal's large price tag and the mounting national debt. And for more, let's bring in NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Tanya.
We heard a little bit from Yellen, but how does she plan to convince lawmakers that borrowing more money to help Americans get through the worst of this pandemic will actually be worth it in the long run?
Well, her argument is that the cost of inaction would be even higher. There's a sense that as impressive as it was that we got these potentially very effective vaccines developed in record time, they've been slow getting into people's arms, so they want to speed that up. But even with that, there's going to be more months before the economy is ready to reopen. And in the meantime, there are some 18 million people on unemployment. There are small businesses that are struggling. And the proposal here is to extend a lifeline to those families and struggling businesses to keep them afloat until the vaccines get out and can do their work.
Mm-hmm. Yellen is expected to have an easy confirmation. She is highly regarded on both sides of the aisle, having been the first woman to lead the Federal Reserve and also chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. But she is likely to face opposition from some lawmakers in pushing Biden's broader economic agenda through Congress. What obstacles do you think she'll likely face?
Well, there is opposition to some pieces of this $1.9 trillion proposal, both some of the short-term pieces and the long-term pieces. There were questions raised in the committee hearing today about, for example, the $1,400 relief payments. Some lawmakers don't think that's particularly well targeted. Then there are also pieces of this package that are not really directly tied to the pandemic, like the push for a $15 minimum wage. So those are likely to see some opposition, especially from Republicans in the Senate.
I have just about a minute with you. I want to ask you about this. Yellen was also asked about the Biden administration's approach to the U.S. dollar. President Trump wanted a weaker dollar during his presidency. What impact does the value of the dollar actually have on the economy overall?
Yeah, a weaker dollar makes it easier for U.S. exporters to sell their products abroad. It makes U.S. exports more competitive on the international market, and that's why President Trump has advocated for that. But Yellen touted sort of the traditional U.S. party line, which is that currency valuation should be set by markets and that no country should deliberately devalue its currency in the interest of boosting exports.
NPR Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're very welcome.